So welcome back to hour two of June 12th, Tea Touch for You, Inspiring Self-Care. And I would like to begin by asking for just a little story from Angela, what you were able to do with your mother, just from the little bit of Tea Touch that we did in our horse class. And then I would love to hear also from Marie Miller, if you would talk about what you were able to do with the, just talking to that, to the chemo. And then what I'm going to do is lead you through another level, which is the body blessing. And then I'm going to take you on a journey into the forest to see ourselves in this magic mirror. Angela, welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
Yes, it was my dad who had an ATI, and he was back from hospital, and they'd said keep an eye on his blood pressure. And my mum had phoned me panicking because his blood pressure was through the roof. Should she phone an ambulance? So I went round there and just had them doing heart hugs. And she took his blood pressure.
Angela, what is an ATI? Can you tell the group?
Oh, yeah, sorry. It's like a mini stroke. So, yes, he'd had that. And so his blood pressure was up through the roof. And we did the heart hugs. And my mum's blood pressure was through the roof as well because she was stressing about my father. And we all did the heart hugs. And it brought the blood pressure right down again. And I've told this story to my other friend too. She's got high blood pressure. And she's actually put it to the test and was monitoring it all. And she 100% confirms it works. And she's used it several times for her and her husband. So it's really cool.
Wow, fantastic. Thank you so much. And this is why it's so important to hear this feedback, because that's a really good one. May we just take that part and make a little video of it and show it? Would that be okay with you?
Yeah, of course.
Great. Thank you. Great. Fantastic. Thank you. And Marie Miller, another one of our dear friends from the UK.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
After the first chemo, I'm on a really aggressive course of chemotherapy because my operation had to be delayed because of COVID. And after the first chemo, I was really sort of quite frightened and shocked about the effect it had on my body. And Linda spoke to me and reminded me to actually thank the chemo machine as before the infusion started. And I did that for the second chemo. And and things were much better immediately after, but I kind of dropped into a bit of a hole then, and I forgot to do it the third time, and I had a really horrendous experience after the chemo. It was much worse than it had been before, to the point that I did actually say that unless I could see the chemo consultant and get results of scans and things that were checking for secondaries in other parts of my body, that I wasn't going to sign off on the fourth chemo. But as things happened, it came around, and I remembered to actually give gratitude for the staff that were working with me, give gratitude for the infusion that was going to happen. And, you know, I'm not going to pretend it's easy. It's not. It's pretty rough. But it's made a huge difference to how I feel inside. So instead of like going back into that really black hole again, I've sort of got hope for the future. I have had good results from from the scans. And, you know, although it's an unpleasant procedure, I can see that it's helping me to get to the end goal. But I would never have thought of thanking the infusion before it comes into my body. But I really do believe that that's made a huge difference to how I've responded now. And it's especially important for me because from next Thursday, I'm going on to a different cocktail of drugs and the chemo will be infused weekly. It's just going to be different. And hopefully everything will be okay. I'm remembering to smile. That was the other really big thing that Linda gave me. Because it's really easy when you start to get miserable and a bit worried about things to just forget how to smile. And just remembering to smile, even when things feel a bit tough, just makes a whole big difference to your demeanour and how you feel. And also, I think, how you come across the staff, because their job's really hard and they're working really hard. So it's nice for them to be around people who are just smiling and not miserable about it all.
And Marie, will you give them the good news that you got right after that we heard?
The good news that I got, I'd had bone scans, which the results had come back good. I then had organ CT scans and they found something in my liver, which was quite terrifying. And I think why I've kind of sunk into the hole, because obviously if you've got a secondary tumour on your liver, it's a major issue. But the really good news is I struggled with the idea of having the MRI scan, because I had to be in the machine for 3/4 of an hour and then come away and then go back into the machine again for about another 15 minutes. I suffer from agoraphobia. So it was, and I'm very sensitive to strangers touching me. And that's gone on for years. It's not a recent thing, but it does make the treatment quite challenging. But I was able to thank the MRI machine, which was amazing, and get through that experience. And the good news is that it's potentially an old issue with my liver. They will recheck it in 3 months, but there are no tumours there. So blessings. Great news.
I wanted you to say that again, because that was, we heard so right
chemo,
after that.
The chemo is, it can be unpleasant, but it's doing its job and it's actually hopefully mopping up the cancer cells so that ultimately in the autumn, when COVID, touch wood, has died down, I will be able to have the operation to remove all my lymph nodes and then move on to the future.
Yes, and next time you come in, we just had so much fun. I want to take a picture with you again with your hair.
Yeah, it's so hot here today, Linda.
No, I didn't mean that. I mean, I want to. So for those of you, many of you know Marie, because she's one of our T-Touch for instructors for companion animals, and has been such a big part of my life because of what you have been inspiring us all to do with the agoraphobia that you were able to manage and go out and teach, which would have been impossible before. So
thank you.
Blessings. We're with you. Thank you. And if we could just have one more, Marnie, if you could just give us a short story, because what you can do, I mean, that's extreme with the chemo, but thanking yourself, and also the fact that because of what you told me when you were in the MRI, that you were imagining doing the heart tugs because you can't move, and just smiling. The smile is so important, because no matter if you don't feel like smiling, it activates the serotonin. And I'm just doing this with my just to remind you, just like this 1 1/4 circles, 1 1/4. I happen to much prefer the direction to the right, but some of you will way prefer the other way, and you find what works. Hearing, just being inspired at how this stuff works. I want you to remember anytime you have like a pain, instead of thinking, oh my gosh, you know, like, what do I do with it? Or just living with it, or just start talking to it, talking to the body. And are you still with us, Marnie? I know that you always have a lot to do, so not sure how long we keep you with us.
Sorry, my mute was...
was muted.
I don't know why. Yeah. Do you want me to talk about what happened?
Just what you were able to do just in a very short time.
Okay. And are you willing to put your video on so I can spotlight you with Linda?
No, because it won't work.
Oh, okay. So it'll
Have the audio.
Yeah.
Okay. I've been a horse practitioner from before there were dogs, and then I became a dog practitioner. And horse people, I'm not going to say they don't have injuries, but you get hurt and you just have to keep going because you have a lot to do and it's a physical thing. And I had never had a massage in my life before I met Linda. But when I saw T-Touch on horses I've been working with, I love difficult horses. And I was like, oh, so maybe you can do something more than ride horses. You know, I mean, it was a real eye opener. Anyway, and so I've been a practitioner for years, both horse and dogs, and have been using it and love it. It's changed my life. But I still had that horse person mentality that, you know, I sprain an ankle, fine, you just get something put on it and keep going. I mean, that's what we do. And so it's a long story, which I'm not going to tell right now, but I had surgery and a sort of a disaster and almost 2 years ago. And I've been, beforehand I was having trouble, but I wasn't accepting that I really had trouble. It was just going to get well the way it always does. And I did some stuff, but I've never done T-Touch on myself. And I found after the surgery, I couldn't touch it at all. And I've been doing some work and different things and learning that I have to listen to my body and learn how to listen to my body and how to ask for help, which is not my specialty. But things life got pretty complicated. And Linda is doing some horse webinar things and Zoom. And so I did one, I've done two now. And what I did was I was trying to think what I do. And I decided that I would do everything she did, I would do on myself. I have no idea why I decided that. And so every single
for the first time, right?
Well, us horse people, we watch and we listen and then we try it on our animals. I mean, I'd never, anyway. And so, and I've been learning I need to do stuff, but I still, that area was better, but it was still not, it's still bright, sort of angry red in that area after almost 2 years, which is kind of weird. But anyway, so I did all of the T-touches she did in the first one. And it was kind of mind blowing because whatever she did, I did on myself, wherever, however I could figure it out. And the first time it was mostly touches, and it was astonishing because I found I could, and I found a lot of the sliding touches were pretty remarkable for getting into the area, which is what we always talk about with animals and different things. And then last weekend she did one in which, for whatever reasons, they're always different, which just makes it fun. And so there were some differences, including more wrapping, which I did whatever she did. She worked with the wand, which is a little complicated on yourself. And she worked with touches, did the surefoot, she did in any of the touches. And I was walking around that evening, and that is like 3 days worth. And I was walking around.
We were doing like 6 hours a day for 3 days. That's
what. Yeah, right. And that was I'm a hard sell. Not a hard sell. I don't know what, but anyway, so I was walking around Sunday evening and I'm suddenly realized that for the first time in year, in a couple of years, my leg was not, my leg was all of one piece instead of the injury area. It no longer, it's hard to describe. It's not that it's well and it's perfect. I'm still struggling with it, but it no longer is separated from me. And so it's like I have two whole legs. One of them may not work so great, but we're getting there. And so it, as I said, and it's kind of hard to say this, it's like for the first time, I'm not good at being injured apparently. And because I've never really had a lot of injuries, it took forever. So of course people don't, if you had too much injuries, you wouldn't be doing it. But anyway, so I, for the first time I realized that I probably will get well, and I probably will be able to go back to doing what I'm doing. And I was to the point, it's very hard to give up a very active life. And particularly when you don't have a lot of resources to, I mean, that's what I do. And so anyway, so for the first time I realized that I'm, I don't know what you call it. I don't want to say that I'm no longer disabled because that's not fair, but it's what it feels like. It feels like I have two legs. And it hasn't felt like that for a couple of years. So.
Marnie, thank you so much for sharing that, because I know that's not easy for you even to say. And the fact that you speak it and we hold that for you and we witness that for you is that is what we have found over the last couple of years with these groups, because many, many of us keep coming back together like this and we hold this, these infinite possibilities. That's the quantum science part, holding the infinite possibilities. So what I would like to do now, I'm going to lead you through a body blessing. And then I'm going to take you into the forest. But first we're going to do this body blessing. And the reason how this whole thing started, this idea, actually I'm going to lead you through the simplest one and then a more complicated one, that more complex that I've been doing. And it started a few years ago when Sandy Rakowitz, one of our practitioners, for horses and companion animals, and she's been doing work with T-Touch for years. She and Robin Bernhardt did a pilot study on brain injured people who were given no hope by their doctors for improvement. And they came together over many months with a caregiver because they couldn't live alone. And what they found, one of the simple ways to start with was just taking, and I'm going to ask you to follow me, just take I'm going to start with my right hand and just go down, start at the top, and I support the weight of my own hand. I don't rest on my head. I just go down the side and I'm just outlining my body. That's the simplest one. I just outline the body. I go down the arm and I'm going to reach down the leg and I'm just going to pull my leg up so I can reach all the way to the bottom, because if I lean over, you won't see me. It's just a simple thing, down this one side, just outlining this vessel that contains my 100 trillion cells. No. Now take the other hand and do the same thing and just go down the outside and just saying, just feel the outline of your body. Now from that simplest body blessing, just giving thanks for being there. We had one person, and this is written in my sister Robin Hood and Mandy, my niece Mandy put together a book called T-Touch for You. And in that book is a report of this whole thing, this whole experience that they get. But just from that, like one person was able to walk without their support of their cane, just from that one thing. That one bit. So I had heard about this, of course, and I started doing it differently. And it's made a huge difference to many people. So now what I do is, okay, I put one hand on top of the other and I'm going to give thanks to all parts. So I smile at it. And sometimes it will be funny. So I just move. Like I move, just rock my hand 1 1/4 circles over the top of my hair and say, thank you, hair, because it grows. So, so excited. Now I come down the side of my head and I say, thank you, brains. Just the lightest whisper of 1 1/4. And I come over my ear and I just say, ah, thank you, my ear. And I smile. Remember, I'm activating the serotonin. Now I come down my neck. And even though sometimes I get this little thing on my neck, I can fix it right away. Watch. 1 1/4. Thank you, neck. Ah, nice. Pay attention to my breathing. Now my shoulders. And many of us carry a lot of stuff on our shoulders, you know? And no matter what we're carrying, thank you. And I come down over the point of my shoulder. Yes. Thank you very much. Now I come down here to my upper arm. And even though I have a subluxation, thanks to a very interesting injury I had. Thank you. Thank you, elbow. And each of you have your own things, like, ah, thank you, my forearm. Thank you, my wrist. Wow, I can move you. Thank you, my hand. And no matter what, no matter what you have going on, the fact that it's there or part of it is there, thank you. Now, this is where it can get interesting. I want to feel my ribs. Thank you, ribs. Ah. I'm going to slow down now. Ah, thank you. Thank you, my breath. Oh, come down here. Thank you. Ah, my hips. And some of you, I'm going to come over and just thank this nice belly that I have. Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Might be a little bigger since COVID then, but you know, I have to have a sense of humor. So whatever, I really give thanks. My thighs, my knees, my calves. Just give thanks no matter what. And this foot, 26 bones in the foot. Thank you. Now, I'm going to just have you close your eyes and in your own time, go down the other side and really just say hello and move 1 1/4 circles. Very, very whisper light. It's actually, and sometimes it may even be off the body a little if you feel more comfortable. Remember the smile. Get that feel-good hormone, the serotonin, and work all the way down there. We tend to forget our ribs. And I pay attention to breathing in through the nose and out gently through pursed lips with each 1 1/4 circle. Now we just take this time. Now I'm going to ask you to get comfortable as you can. And I'm going to lead you on a journey. I'm going to lead you on an imaginary journey. And some you may say, oh, well, I can't, you know, like I don't get anything. We're going to make it up. Each one of you are going to paint this picture of what you'd like to do. So I'm going to start our journey into a magical, actually it's a primordial, very sacred forest. And as we're sitting here, we're going to, with closed eyes, imagine that at your feet, you're going to manifest a beautiful carpet, like a magic carpet. And you, however you're going to imagine it, you're going to bring it, make, put it together, just in the colors that you want, the size you want. Now, some of your carpets will be larger because many of you will want to be bringing your animals. Some of you actually may have another carpet that you put your animals on. If you've got horses coming with you or big dogs, they may be able to sprout their own wings to come with you. So I want you on this carpet now to arrange it so that you're really comfortable. You can have cushions there, because when we come into the forest, I want you to be really in a comfortable position in the forest. And make this fun. Make it fun. What colors do you want this carpet to be? What's the texture? Is it a thick weave? No. Is it a fine silk weave? Now, I want you to imagine yourself organizing on it. Some of you will have yoga cushions. Some of you will have cushy chairs, whatever you have to be comfortable when we emerge in the forest. So now I want you down in your imagination on this carpet. Take a nice deep breath. And now I'm going to just ask the carpets to lift us all up. And we're going to just be up, up, up. And we're going to imagine this slipping through this into another zone. And it's like through this dimension, into another dimension. And as we come through this imaginary shift, we're going to all create this beautiful clearing in a forest. And we're imagining ourselves all together on our carpets, looking down at this forest. And now very gently come down into this clearing. Put in your imagination some beautiful big old trees around us. And in flowers, look at, we've got orchids growing here. We've got many, many flowers all around us. You just, with your imaginary brush, paint these flowers. And in the center, we're going to have this beautiful little pool. It's a very small pool. And in the center of the pool is this beautiful crystal. And off over the crystal is water coming up on our, like artesian spring water. And you can hear it. And organize yourselves on the ground around us, all of us here in a circle around. And now bring your animals close to view, because many will have brought many animals. Some of them will be in the spirit world. Some of you will be animals that are still with you. I know some of you have many, many animals, and it won't be necessarily only the ones that you have with you in your home. So we've got, and just put them around you peacefully so that they're here present. And let the horses stand out around the outside. Ah. And I'd like you all just to imagine looking around this circle and seeing these really beautiful horses and dogs. And many will, there'll be bears here with Sandy and Gary. I see raccoons and Karen and fox and all of the other animals. All of, there are many, many birds here also that many of you have rescued. Celebrate them, because their presence is very important. And I want us to now just imagine looking around us at the trees and thanking them for their presence, for allowing us in to this beautiful space. And imagine putting your hands down and feeling the earth. And just let's rest our hands there a moment and feel the breath of Mother Earth. And feel this now coming up through your body, this breath through your body. all the way to the top of your head, out through your crown chakra, and just send this feeling. Imagine like sending a stream of light up, up into the farthest reaches of the universe, and feel yourself. I like to take my hands and put them at the top of my head and stretch them up and then spread them out and imagine I am just reaching out and touching the edges of our known, our universe. And coming around the bottom of the universe and coming up through the earth, and right into your body. Just feel your body. Take your hands and circle in a quarter all the way up, giving thanks. Just feel the peacefulness. Listen to the wind just gently singing through the trees. And there'll be many varieties of trees here, some very old ones and some young ones who want to be with us here. And I'd like you to listen, just to tap in and feel, see if you can imagine the communication that is now known goes between the trees and the herbs and the all of the beings in that connect through the flowers, all the plants, what these trees are connected to, and feel that in yourself. Feel that connection in yourself to the earth and to the trees, and do it with a heart hug and a smile and a nod, a bow of thanks to feeling this beautiful connection. Just take a few quiet breaths and just remember, celebrate the breath in through your nostrils, and know that those beautiful fine hairs are activating this nitric oxide, like activation, oxygen in your body, and gentle, gentle blowing out through pursed lips, like collapsing, emptying out these beautiful little lung balloons with each breath. Now I'd like you to hold up a beautiful mirror. It has a handle. Some of you can put jewels on your handle, crystals, whatever, and a border around your mirror. Each one of you will have your own very specific mirror. And that mirror is two-sided. And one side is going to show the lights in the body. The lights represented by Dr. Professor Fritz Albert Popp. And he is across in the other dimensions. And I'm calling him in to be here with us, as I always feel he is. He was the one who brought this concept of the light in ourselves represents the communication between ourselves. And I'm going to call in this amazing wisdom of Dr. Bruce Lipton, who writes about this amazing communication between the cells. And in his chapter on spontaneous evolution, on the cells, the evolution of the cells, he says, and I want you to feel this, when we can acknowledge that communication between the cells and the peaceful communication, when we can acknowledge that and we could live like that, we humans around the planet could communicate like that, we could find peace on the planet. And that's what this whole process, this circle of friends that we're calling it this time, this inspiring self-care is about, connecting with that amazing creative life force, God force, divine source in every cell in your body. That's the message. And from this side of the mirror, it's going to help you to see, wait a minute, just hold it up. And you can actually, you can just have it magically hold there, bring in a fairy to hold it. So you can now take your own hands and find areas of your body that say, could you please bring more love here, more light? Just the gentlest, as Eleanor said, a whisper of a tea touch, the lightest, lightest touch you can imagine. And do it and find the areas where your body would like you. Say, please touch me here. Activate that creative life force, that amazing life force in every cell. Just find the area, say, wait. And send in light. So 1¼ circles in. Like, imagine sending in light and connecting with that life force in every cell in our body. It's, instead of thinking of bringing it inside, it's here. We need to awaken to it and to awaken it. And that's what you can do with the gentlest movement, with the tips of your fingers, whatever part you want. Find those areas. And just record them in your mind. Where are those areas? Smile at them. Now, some of you may find that your body says, please don't touch me there. But bring awareness, like bring your smile to me, bring your gratitude there. You may sometimes, some places that are really holding like pain, you may not be able to touch it at first from fear. Ask your body, how far off, ask yourself, how far off the body do I have to come out in the air? And some of you will actually have to use the back of your fingers. You may have to use the back of the, you know, the actual male part, like the baby chimp, because you can't even point your fingers at it. That's okay. Just say, wow, I can do this. And see what happens when you have those areas that have been are painful or where you're holding fear. Come off the body and work in the etheric field, in the energetic field around the body. You don't have to know it's there. You don't have to feel it. Just ask yourselves, well, how many inches away from the body do you want me to work out in this field? Ah. Take a little time, because we rarely have this time to have witnessed peaceful support from all our animals and feel the angels around us, because they're surrounding us. They're around us. And all the animals have their own angels. And know with every 1¼ circle, whether it's off the body or actually connecting, we are, this is like a key to unlock that divine spark, that creative life force in every cell in our body. And now just sit back or lie back, feel the breath of the earth. And now in your most comfortable position, turn that mirror around. And some of you have figured out how to do this, so you don't even have to hold it. Just ask one of the fairies to hold it. Turn it the other direction. And from that direction, that is going to reflect the light in every cell in the body. Look at that. 100 trillion lights in our body. That's what it looks like when we are functioning in this ideal state of ideal communication between the cells. And we're reflections of the universe, the stars in the sky. Every cell in our body is a reflection of that. We're all connected. And smile at that. Wow. And we have, you can turn the mirror back around and see, okay, I've got these areas where I don't have as many, the lights aren't there yet, but they are there. And all I have to do is awaken to them and connect with them. And that's what this 1 1/4 magical T-touch does. And the pause, this mindful pause, because that pause activates the phenomenal ability of the body to heal itself, as in the cranial sacral still point. Ideal function. It brings us to that place of heart coherence, the activation of the parasympathetic nervous system, rest and recovery. And know that anytime, and I know that many of you are already doing this as you've written to me, anytime you can just take a few minutes and get on your carpet and go back there. And you can call in any one of us. We can be in many places at the same time. Just call us in. And some of you look around and see the animals. What other animals are there besides your own? And I want you to just take a look around and see. And I often feel this above us, in the circle above us, representations of all the animals on the planet who are there in a circle in their spirit, just because there isn't enough room for them all to be down here, is my feeling. They're all there as we acknowledge them on the planet. Do another very light heart hug, of course, in your preferred direction. And now just on your carpet, slip back through that dimension, back into your home, into wherever you are. Sit up on your chair. And with my very deep breath, just open your eyes. So I'm going to breathe in through my nose. You can follow me in. I'm going to do 3 heart hugs. 1. Smile. And open your eyes. Now, I'm putting you back on gallery view. We're going to take another 10-minute break, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to ask you to write down now, just write those places that asked you to recognize them. Any messages that you got, write this. Well, it's fresh in your mind. And then we're going to come back and share. So I'll stop this recording and start again. Stop the recording.